This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Here is the issue, brothers and sisters. The issue is that nobody will confess that he has an issue. Nobody will sit down with himself, for the most part, perhaps, and say, I am insincere. Rather, many will claim sincerity. And when they are advised, they may say, yes, we need to renew our intention. But they don't do it. The problem is that nobody really feels that he has a problem with this matter. As Jim Butler, he said, one of the American authors, he said that everything is perfect and completely healthy in the land of denial land. Everyone is in denial. And therefore everything is perfect and healthy and everything is okay. However, there are symptoms. There are signs. So even if we are refusing to accept the fact that there is an illness that needs to be addressed, there are signs that you can't run away from. What are these signs? These are indicators, brothers and sisters. Take note of these. I will mention maybe around 8 or so. Signs that there are problems with a person's sincerity. It's like your red flag. It's like your red light. One of these signs is that there is a lot of self-praise involved in the life of this person and his supposed Islamic activity. This self-praise will sometimes come about through him explicitly, or sometimes it is implicit. Sometimes he will speak about himself and his achievements, her achievements, because of a need, and at times there is absolutely no need for it whatsoever. And even if this person comes across as the most humble of all people, he will take every opportunity to sing in his own praise, whether he realizes it or not. That is a sign. Let us say that is an indicator. Indicator number 2 is that there is a disproportionate amount of focus that he puts on the faults of other people. We are not saying that we are to close the door of enjoining good and forbidding evil. That door is open till the day of judgment, and it's part of our greatness as Muslims. We forbid the evil and we call out what is wrong for what it is. Now, here we have a disproportionate amount of focus on the faults of other people, particularly on his aqran, his colleagues, his peers, those who are like him in his field. So da'ya on da'ya, hatred. Sheikh on sheikh, backstabbing. Reciter on reciter, slander. Committee, banter. A disproportionate amount of focus being put on the faults of other people, that is a sign. That is a sign that there is an issue with sincerity here. Another one of the signs is that there is minimization of the importance of other people's initiatives. You hear of a project that a brother or sister, a colleague of yours has in mind for their Islam, for their hereafter. And there always seems to be a tendency by this individual to what? Downplay the importance of that idea. Nah, I don't think it's going to work. I know, I think he could have pushed himself a little bit harder to come with more of an innovative and more effective idea. And that seems to be his method across the board. Not wanting any attention to be taken away from his work, her work. How do they do that? They always seem to shoot down other initiatives as opposed to wanting to see others succeed and to grow. I mean, Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was commissioned by Allah to become a prophet, he said, Harun akhi, O Allah, my brother Harun, can you make him a prophet as well? Allahu Akbar. The aspect of wanting good for others and seeing them succeed Islamically, that's part of sincerity, it's part of prophethood. That is a sign here. Minimizing the importance of other people's initiatives. No, I don't think it's going to take off. The element here is also another element, or another sign is insistence on your own views. So it could be a discussion that you have, and you say to people, yeah, I mean, we open up the door of consultation here. We've got to think together as a team. But it's a reoccurring theme. Your opinion has to go through at the end of it. And if it's not your opinion, then people see it on your face, and you struggle to work as part of a team. It has to be your view. My way or the highway, that is a sign that sincerity really needs another look. Another one of those signs is there is this boldness and courage in issuing fatwa, in delivering an Islamic ruling, giving an opinion on any given matter. And sometimes these are contemporary issues. Sometimes these are issues that require scholars to get together and to deliberate, to think, to discuss, to pray istikhara, to consult, to call upon Allah, to ask Him for guidance. Are we going to say the right thing? To give and take, it may take a month, it may take 6 months until you formulate a view. No, this individual doesn't have this process. He's the first to speak about almost any matter. Any issue, political, financial, economical, Islamic, otherwise, he's on Facebook. He has something to say. Even though it may not be his field at all. And he is eager as well to ensure that he has a say in everything. That boldness, that courage, that forwardness is a worrying sign as well. That sincerity needs a review. Another one of those signs, signs number six, is that there is this aversion to advice, hatred of the advice and the advisor. And whilst he may say, Ya Akhi, we welcome advice, Allahu Akbar, and you know, if it wasn't for people like you, how would my faults ever be spotted? But you see it in the eyes, and you see it in the tone of voice, and you see it in the inability to look into you, to make eye contact with you ever again. And his unwillingness now to take part of your projects. Why? Because you are that one who called out one of his faults. Whether it was an element of immorality, whether it's a financial issue that needs revisiting, or whether it is an Islamic idea that required enhancing, he's not happy with the advice. And that is a sign that sincerity is in question. Another one of the signs is that this person will distance himself from the public gatherings of benefit. So you will not see that person in a gathering like this, as an example. He will not be seen, sat with the laity of Muslims, or so he may describe, benefiting from somebody whom he feels he is superior to. He can't do that. Although what is interesting is that this person may in fact get in touch with the very teacher himself on a private basis and say to him, I'd like one-to-one tuition with you. But he will not be seen sat with the rest of the people learning for free. The thing is, if we're going to shy away from sensitive topics because people will feel hurt that they are being targeted, then that means we mustn't talk about anything. We shouldn't talk about interest, because some people in this room are perhaps using interest. Shouldn't talk about fornication, shouldn't talk about backstabbing, shouldn't talk about any of these elements of not wearing hijab because we're going to upset some people who are not wearing hijab. This is not Islam. So this is another sign, yet number seven, that there is this distance. This person is not around when there is a public gathering of benefit, a lecture, a series, a course. It's like he doesn't need it. But on the same token, this is now number eight. On the same token, that very individual who was not seen in these public gatherings to learn, he's very keen to contribute and to be at the front cover of the magazine. He wants to be the person who gives the rubber stamp. Yes, the one who cuts that red ribbon, the one who is interviewed, the one who speaks about the project and is the focus of the limelight. And that is a scary sign, brothers and sisters. Therefore, as you see, we are elaborating so much on this one mannerism. We're not in a rush. We're not in a rush to move, to advance, because this is really a make or break in the life and the afterlife of so many people.